Newsbreak podcast.
I think it's imperative to distinguish between the types of protests so that one is able then to see which protests have a tendency to have a correlation or a link to the brand image of South Africa's nation brand. They are peaceful protests. However, history has also taught us that violent protests are not good for our economy. They are not good from a perception as well as an image perspective. And I can make references to a type of a Nehao strike, a type of a July looting. You know, when citizens start to violently protest, burn our institutions, you know, kill people, it doesn't make us look good as a country, particularly globally, and then particularly amongst the, you know, the investors. However, you know, when people are protesting peacefully, then there is no correlation in terms of saying, you know what, this peaceful strike or protest has resulted or dented the image of the country. So I think, yes, we should be content in that we should not be tolerating any violent protest as a country. And I think also at the same token, it's a great thing that we are seeing our people exercising their rights. And we know that for a fact, Talisha, that it's a global phenomenon that has been seen since last year. There's been demonstrations in Spain, Argentina, Tunisia, and recently Kenya. So it tells you that there's a new order. People are not happy because of the high standard of living, you know, petrol prices rising up, inflation costs, etc. And with us in South Africa, we know as well that we have our own challenges.
As you also mentioned, we have to be very wary of our brand image because investors look for safety, but they also look for predictability in a country. Given that South Africa experiences so many strikes, protests, and even shutdowns, what reputational damage could those violent protests or marches have when it comes to investor confidence?
We have a globally renowned constitution, and our constitution over the years has been able to attract investors because, you know, investors are attracted to countries where which protect their human rights. However, it is right to say long-term violent protests will dent how the world sees South Africa from an image as well as from an investment perspective. I mean, because if they are blowing their investment in our country and we turn around and we burn their shops, we are not doing ourselves justice in that regard. The investor confidence is largely impacted by these violent protests.
What role can South Africans then play? Because the people are essentially the brand. What can we do to ensure that we are promoting the country in a different and in a better light?
Government has to acknowledge the root cause of the protests. And I can tell you that largely it has to do with service delivery. Everybody has to play their part, especially in leadership, and provide the basic needs and services to their citizens. And over time, this will reduce issues such as protest. But at the same token, we have to be responsible citizens and ensure that we understand that when we go and break down the institutions, we are depriving our kids, you know, the legacies in terms of the generations to come, to actually have jobs. So, and I think that's the narrative that we as Brand South Africa always champion, to see the correlation between what you do to harm the nation brand and harm potential future jobs.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.